Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
We should stress this is not a topical Monday episode. This was recorded on Friday afternoon. It's a pre-record because we fancied a few days off. What the fuck are you going to do about it, eh?
Well, it's your birthday, isn't it? This will be going out on your birthday.
What do you think you'll be doing, Andy? No, whoa, stop me there. My birthday is Sunday. This will be the aftermath of my birthday. But, you know, when you get to my age, you want to try and stretch it out for a few days, don't you?
What will you be doing on your birthday?
On my birthday, I'll be having a big roast dinner.
A big roast dinner
at my parents' house.
Yeah.
I will be sitting around
watching the
football.
Your brother coming round, is he?
No, because we're obviously isolating still. We're in bubbles and all that kind of thing. It's his birthday the day before. It's his birthday on Saturday. We're like twins, but with a three-year gap.
Got him anything?
Well, you know, what do? We buy each other something. It's ridiculous, isn't it? So we're going to get each other a bottle of wine, but I just said we'll just give each other a quid.
There you go, dickhead. Happy fucking birthday. I bought the wine, I poured it direct through your letterbox.
Get yourself something pretty. There's a quid for you. So there's that. I don't know. For my birthday, I've just discovered today the joys of iced coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that? I didn't know about it. Well, I knew it existed, but I didn't know how fucking lovely it is.
Yeah, I make it at home. I don't know if this counts as coffee, but sometimes I make a normal coffee.
Yeah.
Like an espresso or whatever, and then I just put some ice cubes in it.
Just leave it on the table for 6 hours.
I just chuck ice cubes in it. I tell you what's really nice, though, that I've stumbled across recently. I mean, you'll probably have no truck with alternative milks, but I had an almond and coconut milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I use in my smoothies. Mm-hmm. Fucking made a nice coffee, topped it up with a bit of almond and coconut milk. Fucking hell, mate. It was like I was back on the Costa Brava. That's what it felt like. It immediately transported me to Blarnes 1992.
Wow. What more can you ask for than that? I mean, this isn't like iced coffee. This was the chilled one that you get pre-made in the supermarket.
Oh, in a can.
A latte. It's in a carton thing. With a straw on the side. I just picked one up yesterday and I've just had it. I'm 48 years of age. Why have I not been into this until now?
Well, look at me. What about last year? I had a pear for the first time, didn't I?
I suppose so, yeah. We're always learning. That's the thing about us, isn't it? We're inquisitive.
That's it. We never look back.
No.
Like a lot of men, they get to our age, they live in the past. Right. Nice. Locked into the... We are constantly looking for... We're curious. We're curiously minded men.
Yeah, yeah.
Iced coffee, pears, what's the latest thing? What's the word on the street? I hear there's something like an apple, but it's shaped a bit differently. It's called a pear. It's a bit softer. Yeah, I want to give it a go.
Yeah.
What's this about iced coffee? It's like normal coffee, but colder. Yeah, bring it on. I'm fine. I'm adventurous. I'm ready.
You're right. We don't look to the past, apart from in the many, many episodes of the podcast we do, which look to the past. Apart from that, but we also look at the future.
This is the most forward-thinking nostalgia podcast out
easily.
Anywhere in the world.
We're front-facing men. We're living out loud.
Just as you think you know what we are doing, we do something else.
Yeah. And anyway, we're gonna do this episode because we've got a few things to look back at that have come in on the mailbag recently. I forgot to prepare any. Have you got any there?
There's loads of great stuff that has been coming in recently. Here's a good email. It's called Counts versus Cunts.
All right.
And it's from someone called Michael Smith. Hola, dickheads. Get yourself on Netflix for some childish laughs. Unsolved Mysteries is not a funny show, but episode 3 is about a family in France who are counts.
Right.
Now, the whole show is narrated by French folk, and the way they pronounce count is outstanding and right down your street, especially when they refer to the dad of the main killer as the count. The count.
The count.
It's count, isn't it? That's how they say it.
Mm.
P.S. This isn't a story to laugh about, but the punctuation is a TV, the pronunciation is a TV highlight. Okay, so it's about murder. It's not funny. It's sad, but it repeatedly sounds like a Frenchman is calling someone a cunt all the way through it, which I have to admit is appealing. Yeah. I don't like shows about murder, as you know. I know you like them. I'm not a fan, but I am quite tempted to watch this.
Well, of course, there's a dimension.
So thanks for the heads up, Michael Smith.
I've heard from a couple of people that's a very good series as well, Unexpected Mysteries. Is that what it's called?
You're right.
Not Unexpected Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries.
This one that you promised on the last episode on Friday, which I bet people are chomping at the bit for, the title is Unexpected Tits on Acid.
I got confused there. I said unexpected because I'm looking at this email called Unexpected Tits on Acid, which is from Jack Shanks, which is a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jack Shanks.
Fucking great name.
And Jack says, all right, lads, I was 19 and going on a family holiday to the south of Spain with one of my mates tagging along. We decided to bring some acid from England, smuggled in a tube of fruit pastels. Wow. Fucking hell. All right. And procured some local hash after searching online. Online? What did they go to localhash.com and put in their location?
Must have been the dark net. Kids know where to find it.
This is good. It says, we were told to head to a specific butcher's and ask for chocolate.
Yes.
Go to the butcher's for chocolate.
Bonjour, je voudrais some chocolat, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, it's in Spain though, Sam.
Oh, okay. Hola!
Still on the Unexpected Mysteries. Anyway, he says, we take the acid and set off on a coastal walk, ending up on a beautiful deserted beach, at which point we pass out for what must have been a couple of hours, judging by our deep front-only tans. I was walking by my mate, elbowing me in the ribs, and blearily opened my eyes to be confronted by the gigantic breasts of an elderly Spanish woman lying a few metres away. Woo! He adds, looking around, we realised we were surrounded by the cunts. Unfair, and we must have stumbled onto a nudist beach during our ramble. I've never taken acid since.
I'm sure. Jack, that is most stories about people going on holiday and taking drugs with their mates when they're teenagers are shit.
Mm.
And believe me, we learned the hard way because loads of people fucking send them to us. And yet that was really entertaining.
It was
so
good,
you bucked a trend there against the odds.
The
well done.
Details.
And also, well done on having one of the best cunter names we've come
Jack
across.
Jack Shanks. Do you rent that name out, Jack? Could we hire it out? You know,
borrowing that for a weekend.
Weekend.
Sounds like lots of different things. Like, I could easily imagine a local hard man called Jack Shanks.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know,
when people are having a dirty weekend away, I don't know if this still happens, and they used to check into a hotel under a different name.
Yeah.
Jack Shanks, that's the name you want to check into a hotel as. Pop stars as well, they check in the hotels under assumed names.
My name. Yeah, it's Sam. Jack Shanks.
Jack Shanks. Two S's. One at the start, one at the end.
You can call me Shanksy if you like. That's what I'm known as locally.
I mean, I'm almost tempted to do a shout out for stories that end with the sentence, I've never taken acid since, but like you say, drug stories. The Johnny Depp libel trial that's going on, has been going on over the last few days, is one of the fucking dullest things I've ever had to read about because of the fucking endless drug binge stories of Johnny Depp. Oh, fucking do me a favour, Jesus Christ. And then he took some whiskey,
so,
and then he took some acid, and then he took some MDMA, and then he had some fucking chocolate.
Yeah. Do you know what, right? Everyone's like, oh, God, wild man. Do you know what I think, Johnny Depp, if you're listening? Fucking grow up.
Yeah.
You big baby, right? If you're older than me, Johnny Depp, right? If you've got to this age and you're still so incapable of facing the reality of the beautiful world that surrounds us that you need to hide like a coward behind drugs, which, let's be honest, right? Any real man like me was doing that shit when he was 12 years old, right, in the fucking park, right? And now those days are fucking gone because I've grown up and I've learned how to fucking live life like an adult, right? Mm-hmm. You're a fucking baby, mm-hmm. right? Stop taking the drug. You're too old. It's embarrassing. You're not a wild man. You're a twat. And I'm sorry if that sounds judgmental to any of our drug-using fans out there, but listen, it's not everyone who uses drugs. It's a bit of fun, fine. But it annoys me when a bloke like... You know what? This is a general gripe I have with Johnny Depp, because he's got some sort of... He's a self-styled character, isn't he? He envies probably the film stars of yore, yeah. right? The real, the kind of, the, you know, the wild men of Hollywood, your Jack Nicholson's or whatever.
Well,
right?
he's heroes, Keith Richards, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that so says it all. It's pathetic. It's like an adolescent. It's like, it's the most unimaginative fucking rock and roll hero you can have, right? It's Keith Richards. I don't got anything particularly against Keith Richards. I've got something against people who aspire to be like Keith Richards, right? Yeah. Because this is an old man still battling addiction.
A cartoon character almost, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a cartoon character. And, you know, and it's not imaginative. And also the fact that he played Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, Hunter S. Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson was just a fucking old derelict. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he hadn't written a book, you just look at him, you'd think he was the fucking weird guy down your street who's pissed himself on a park bench, right?
I'll tell you what's wild. Doing 5 consistently good podcasts each week and discovering things like pears when you're in your 40s and chilled
coffee.
I'll
tell you,
coffee,
what's, fucking, tell you wild. What's wild, Johnny Depp, right, is going up the fucking Lidl and buying 3 hammocks in one go. Right?
Exactly, yes.
I'm just fucking buying them, assembling out the back, and then fucking hammocking it up all weekend, yeah. right? That's fucking wild, and that's imaginative too. You're stuck doing the same shit that most of us fucking were doing when we were children.
Yeah.
Right? You haven't had a new idea since then. And you've fucking stolen a living by doing your, I've got kind of crazy eyes. I'm Willy Wonka. Now I'm Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm. Now I'm Jack Sparrow. I'm always kind of eccentric. You're not. You haven't got a fucking clue what eccentric or imaginative is, mate.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
a fucking cliche.
Yeah. I mean, Johnny Depp would not ever go up the Lidl and buy 3 hammocks. He might get someone to do it for him, but then where's the fun in that? He gets someone to assemble them for him.
Do you know what the mark of a very unimaginative, like a, you know, a basic sort of wannabe wild man is?
Yeah.
Drinking and talking about drinking Jack Daniels. Yes. I bet you that's what Johnny Depp does.
Of course he does, yeah. And when he says, and when he says Jack Daniels and Coke, he doesn't mean the pop, does he? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, watch out. He might mean cocaine. Hey, Johnny Depp is a man who bought his... is like a man who bought a rebellious image in one session at Camden Market.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He's gone to Camden Market, age 13.
Yeah.
With his mum, right? And asked his mum to buy him a Jack Daniels t-shirt, right? Some Dr. Martin boots, right? And a top hat, as he says to his mum, like the one Slash wears,
oh,
right?
Do you know what I think Johnny Depp's favourite book is?
What?
Mr. Nice by Howard Marks.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. Marksy. What a guy. Fucking hell. What a life, yeah? The amount of gear he shifted. Fucking grow up, Johnny Depp. Get some fucking fresh ideas.
I'll tell
Stop
you
being impressed
wild.
By the things that people are impressed by when they're 12.
I'll tell you what's wild. Fucking working hard and getting your qualifications. That's wild.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Tell you what's,
is it?
Tell you what's wild, Johnny Depp, right? Tell you what's wild, right? Is bumming a bat, right? Have you ever done that? Bummed a bat and started a world pandemic?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't, have
Because
you?
You're too busy at home listening to fucking Tumbling Dice, right? With a bandana tied around your fucking head, right? Drinking your JD, right? And smoking one of your bongs.
Mm.
Pathetic.
Fucking grow up.
I bet Johnny Depp loves Kasabian.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. I bet we've got a lot of listeners who like Kasabian. I'm prepared
yeah,
to...
Yeah, sorry, lads, if you
I'm
like
prepared
Kasabian.
To excuse it, but...
we're not judging you. right, we don't like Sabian, but whatever. Live and let live. Everyone's got their own tastes. But with Johnny Depp, it's just part of a... It's one element of a bigger picture that does not reflect well on him as an adult male.
We're judging the former singer of Kasabian.
Oh, yeah, we'll judge him, but not the fans. If you like Kasabian, that's fine.
Jalapeño.
If you like what you've been listening to on Top Flight Time Machine, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/toplighttimemachine, where you can subscribe. Not only does your monthly subscription help support this podcast and keep it going, it also gives you access to a huge amount of extra exclusive content.
Loads of extra episodes, yeah.
You'll be getting an episode a day. And pretty it costs much. Less than a fiver, less than a pint.
Whether
a
you
month.
Like it or not. Go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and get involved.
There's T-shirts and everything. I mean, for fuck's sake, what more do you want?
Jalapeño.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
We've got an email here. What's its title? Holiday Lampard in Confession. Hi, Sam and Andy. I'm a big fan of the pod, having discovered it about 2 months ago and binged myself almost up to speed in that time.
That's the kind of binge we approve of, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Now, that's better than fucking binging on your JD and your pills. Around 7 or 8 years your disco biscuits. Me, the wife and kids were on holiday in the Algarve. Oh, lovely. With some friends. That's where Andy could be going later this summer without any luck. At least I assume it's the Algarve where your fun house is.
Around there, yeah.
Yeah. One night in the hotel bar, the entertainment team, consisting of the normal 20-something hot foreign girl and the not-so-normal 40-something weird balding guy who dressed a lot like Timmy Mallet, put on a family quiz night. We seemed to be doing well and were quite confident when the question, what colour are the McDonald's arches, came up at the end. I nudged my mate, winked and said, we've got these fuckers here. Obviously, I was not too pleased when the answers were read out and yellow was announced as the correct answer instead of gold, as I had written. Yeah, I mean, it's the golden arches. The thing is, we'll see what he says, but clearly there is a problem there because they are yellow, but people call them the golden arches. Yeah. This prompted me to go full Lampard at the bewildered girl quizmaster, waving my answer sheet at her and trying to explain that they were trademarked as golden arches, so they couldn't be fucking yellow, and even backing myself up with internet evidence. I was further enraged when they announced in a dissendat style that they would accept both answers as correct, meaning that we ended up drawing the quiz. Both winners, in inverted commas, rewarded the prize of a bottle of fizzy wine, the bar was all inclusive, which we shook up and sprayed everywhere as though we'd won a Formula One race. They'd drawn a quiz. This prompted the staff to ask us to leave. Luckily, it was towards the end of the holiday, so we didn't have too much awkwardness left to deal with. I'm not proud of it. Still look back and think, what a cunt I was. Yeah, you're just a Lampard. But having said that, I get like that in quizzes quite badly, so yeah. I can't judge you there. That's my worst Lampard in trigger is quiz injustice.
Yeah.
Doing the family quiz.
Pub quiz masters, if you like, are never as clever as they think they are. But they don't back down either, do they, generally?
No. Well, I'm not even a master. I'm not that good. But I just, I always get annoyed when things go wrong.
Yeah. You said on Friday that you had some kind of Cosmos-related data you wanted to share with us. Is that correct?
So I'm having a meeting. A business meeting.
A business
on
meeting.
On the Zoom earlier in the week. Yeah. And someone says to me, quite casually, as if it was a cultural reference I was supposed to get, yeah, we're we're doing something about the Ortolan, right? And I've gone, what's that? And I go, you don't know what an Ortolan is? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What's an Ortolan, right? Sounds like something from Greek mythology or Harry Potter, right? No, he goes, it's this little songbird, right? And it's served in French cuisine, right? And it's a tiny time. It's a songbird, a bird that sings songs. Yes.
Oh.
To be, yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's Johnny Depp, have you ever bummed a fucking Ortolan? Have you? Of course you fucking haven't. Like,
no, but I fucking eat them when you cunt, which is more than you've done, because you only get it up the top fucking restaurants where I go.
Fuck off, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. When you're at home eating your fucking pasties, matey boy here is fucking up to his bollocks in Ortolan, mate.
Ortolan, chewing on an Ortolan.
Just boiled as a
fried,
snack.
Whatever.
Some
don't
people
mind.
Have them as a main meal. Not me. I'm so fucking minted, I have them as snacks. Right. Listen to this. I'll just quickly read you what it says on Wikipedia because it's quicker for me to explain. The Ortolan is served in French cuisine, typically cooked and eaten whole. Right?
Wow. Bones
traditionally, diners cover their heads with their napkin or a towel while eating the delicacy. The bird is so widely used that its French populations dropped dangerously low, leading to laws restricting its use in 1999. Okay, right. So the guy who I was talking about in the meeting said that he had heard about it on the TV show Billions. You know that show with Damien Lewis?
Yeah.
Right? I watched the first two episodes. I never stuck with it, but I should. Apparently it's good. Anyway.
Okay.
Apparently some cunt eats it in that. Don't know whether it's Lewis or one of the other cunts, but someone does, right?
Before you go on, this is the thing with the French, right? It seems like everything's going along as normal, generally, most of the time. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they'll throw this curveball in. Like they've got napkins on their heads and they're eating Ortolans whole.
Yeah, and they'll say it like all with a casual shrug as if to say, what is the matter?
Yeah, this is what we do.
Oh, I know it is not your favourite roast beef, but perhaps we French are a little bit more imaginative when it comes to our dinners than you people.
It's pulpy, isn't it?
You can keep it, you cunt. I'll stick to my fucking beans on toast. Anyway, the kid who I'm having the meeting with goes, I saw it on Billions, and I also saw it. It was also featured, apparently, in Succession, which I do watch but don't remember that bit. But it sounds like the sort of thing they talk about.
Yeah.
So I thought, fucking hell, what is it? He goes, well, it's a songbird. They cook it and eat it whole. I mean, literally, I think they leave the feathers on and everything, right?
Jesus.
And
kind of want one now.
Yeah, like you put the whole thing, the head, the beak, the legs, the feet. Everything. It's arse. It all goes in your gob.
Is this one of the greatest culinary progressions of modern life? I've just gone from chilled Starbucks coffee to wanting an Ortolan in the space of 2 hours.
I want a fucking Ortolan. Hello? Uber Eats? Yeah. You got anyone who'll deliver me a fucking Ortolan? Sharpish and all. Because I'm fucking starving here.
It's my fucking birthday on Sunday.
I'm fucking Hank Marvin. Can you hear? I'm going to hold the phone to my fucking guts. They're rumbling like nobody's business. And I tell you what, they fancy as well. Ortolan. Right. So, Ortolan. So I thought, that's so weird. I've never heard of that, right? So then, I'm reading this new book. I can't remember what it's called. I'll start trying to get it now because some punks might know. It's really good, actually. I can't even remember. I very often download Kindle books.
Yeah.
Like when I read a recommendation and I forget why I download them. And then I just scroll through my library thinking, oh yeah, I'll get that. Right. And this one is a really good sort of police procedural set in Cumbria. Right.
Right.
It's called Black Summer. And it's part of a series about a character who's a sort of a, you know, a British rendition of the traditional kind of, you know, rumpled, worn out kind of American detective trope, you know, but this bloke's from Cumberland. Anyway, right, the book opens. I picked it at random. I'd finished my previous book. It's by a bloke called M.W. Craven, Black Summer.
Mm.
And at random the other night whilst on holiday, the day that I'd had that meeting, I'd had a meeting on Zoom in the morning and learned about Ortolan. I thought, wow, what book should I read? And I've got loads of books. I'm scrolling through. And on a complete whim, I thought, yeah, that one looks all right. Opened it up lying in bed at night. Start to read it. The opening introduction chapter, like the prologue, is about a couple of cunts sat in a restaurant eating an Ortolan.
Fuck.
Literally, I'm not saying it mentions it. The whole first thing goes straight into that, right? Jesus and explains Christ. In great detail about how the Ortolan bird is caught and prepared and then eaten, including the whole towel routine, right? And I thought, I've gone through my whole life to 45 and I've never fucking heard of an Ortolan before,
same
right?
Here. Same here. They're going everywhere now, aren't they?
And then on the same day that it's revealed to me in the morning during a meeting, that evening I pick a book at random. I read the opening chapter, the prologue. The entire chapter is a hugely detailed description of the Ortolan, what it is and how people eat it, right?
Fuck.
Unbelievable. And I thought, well, the Cosmos, Sir John Cosmos has decided to fucking intervene here, not for the first time,
yeah,
in my holiday,
yeah,
right? And basically give me a message along the lines of, hey, Delaney, fucking Ortolans, guess sort what? It out.
Guess what? It's the Ortolan zeitgeist. Fucking get on board.
Make a fucking podcast about this, dickhead. Ortolans.
There you go. There's some content for you.
Sorry, Mr. Cosmos. You fucking heard. You know what to do. Work it out. You're a bright boy, aren't you?
I've been listening.
TTFN, dickhead.
I've been listening to the last few episodes of that podcast you're doing. I think you're flagging a bit. So here's a shot in the arm for you. Ortolans. Everywhere you fucking look.
Fucking Ortolans, mate. Get on board. Can't believe you don't already know about them. I'll tell you one thing in this book, though, right? Like, I don't know if any listeners think... If any listeners, you know, is this as mad as I think it is? Because I think it's super mad. I told my wife, even she admitted it was pretty mad, right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't like my... You know, my wife and kids have tried to ban all my Cosmos chat around the house because for some reason it annoys them. Oh, it's not my fucking fault that the Cosmos is at play the whole time. Do you know what I mean? No, I'll shut up about the Cosmos. Right? So, but even she admitted, yeah, all right, that might be a bit of a Cosmos power play. Anyway, the maddest thing, right, they talk about how they prepare this Ortolan, and it is really grotesque, even in comparison to how they do foie gras, right? Do you know what they do? They do various bad things to this bird, right? It's captured and then it's transported sometimes in very elaborate ways because it's illegal now to catch them and transport them.
It's illegal in the EU.
Yeah, because because they're fucking practically extinct.
Fucking
so
horrible.
If you're fucking eating one, and if you're under a fucking towel eating a whole songbird, right, ask yourself, what the fuck is wrong with a cheese sandwich, right? These birds... These creations, they're beautiful birds that make beautiful sounds, and they might be eradicated as
songbirds,
a race. That's like
man.
Genocide.
Songbirds, right? Sam.
They're songbirds. We're not talking about crows, right?
Yeah.
We could do without crows, although I wouldn't fucking eat one. I bet it tastes disgusting.
Jesus Christ.
Right, but, you know, these are beautiful creatures, and you're like, no, I want to eat one. And why? Why do you want to eat one, right? You want to eat one so you can tell cunts you've eaten one.
I've changed my mind now.
Because it makes you feel big and clever, doesn't it? It makes you feel better, superior to the next person. And it is pathetic. Anyone who sort of considers themselves to be a bon viveur is a cunt, right? I mean, I love nice food and I actually like going to nice restaurants from time to time, right? But you don't have to fucking go on and on about it and wear it as a badge as if you think it makes you special, right? Just fucking eat it and get on with your life.
The fact you've got to cover your head. The fact you're covering your head with a tea towel in order to eat it speaks volumes.
Can I tell you real quick what they do in preparation of this bird? Do you know how they finish it off? They keep it alive.
Some listeners might want to fast forward 30 seconds. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Maybe.
All right, go for it.
Count to three and then you can forward and I'll try and tell it as quick as possible. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
They drown the bird at the last minute. They fatten it up and all that usual stuff. They drown it in Armagnac, right? That's how they kill it. Because then its little bird lungs fill with Armagnac, right? And then when the cunt eats it and bites into it, they bite
the Armagnac.
And the lungs pop and out comes the Armagnac.
Fucking dirty bastards.
I mean, the fucking French. I'm not a xenophobe.
No.
I love French culture. I love French people. I go to France and on day everyone says they're moody. I've always found them good as gold. But, lads, lay off the fucking songbirds, right?
Yeah.
Drowning fucking birds in Armagnac is not on. It's 2020. It's not the Dark Ages anymore.
Yeah. God. I don't know what to say. I didn't see that coming. And the cosmos has given you that.
The cosmos has given me it. And almost I feel like, because I feel quite passionate about it, I now feel as if, you know, what the cosmos is trying to say is, Sam, it is down to you, Sam Delaney, Britain's best journalist, well-known activist and campaigner. It is down to you, Sam Delaney, to stop this grotesque ritual of eating the Otterlan and killing it in this way. You need to take it on as your own campaign and save the Otterlan, which is close to extinction.
Well, we can do it. We can do it through the podcast. I'm right with you. We could do it through the podcast. You know what we can do? We could get a couple of those. Do you remember when the tweets were on Top of the Pops doing the birdie song and they were dressed up in those big yellow bird costumes? We get one of them each and we can start sort
of... We're dressed as Otterlans.
We're dressed
as Otterlans. Try eating me, cunt.
And we could start protesting outside restaurants. We could start picketing restaurants.
I tell you a wonderful thing we could do. Right, we could entrap Otterlan hunters, right? So we could make some pretend ones. We could make some pretend ones out of papier-mâché and some ping-pong balls, you usually could. Cover them in feathers and that, right? We'll make really good replicas. Then we'll get fishing rods, right? And we'll hide in some bushes, right? And we'll, like, dangle these birds on the fishing lines.
Yeah.
And then when fucking some cunt, like, Johnny Depp's personal Otterlan hunter comes along because he's been sent out by fucking Depp.
Depp won't do it himself, will he?
You some fucking Otterlans, motherfucker.
Now, get me three more tremolins while you're there as well.
Yeah. Get me some, And anyway, we then pounce and we go, oh, hello, mate. What are you up to? Fucking hunting for Otterlans, are you, you filthy bugger? And then we'll give him a right good shoo-in.
Will we be dressed as the big yellow birds while we're giving them a shoo-in?
Yeah. And then we'll put that YouTube on video. Well, we'll put it on YouTube and then at the end we'll turn to the camera and we'll go, that's what, if you're watching this and you want fucking, it's like those vigilante people, the Guardians of the North or whatever, you know, the vigilantes.
The Lupidos,
Yeah, the nonce hunters, right?
Yeah.
But instead, what we're going to do is we're taking justice into our own hands when it comes to Otterlan hunters because... We're like, listen, the government, the authorities aren't doing enough, so we're going to take matters into our own hands. If you're going to try and catch and eat an Otterlan, you've got to get past us first.
Yeah, we're Otterlan vigilantes, aren't we? That's what we're going to do from now
on. Exactly what we are.
Yeah, great. That's about it for this one, Sam.
Okay, yeah, why not?
We might do some more of this later in the week. Mailbag catch-up, who knows. Keep the stuff coming in, all the usual topics. Nothing that ends with... And that's the last time I took acid, please. We don't want any of that.
No, we've had one successful drug story, but don't let that make you get carried away because that is very much the exception than the rule.
Yeah. Be what was his name? Jack Shanks. Be a Jack Shanks and don't be a Johnny Depp. That's basically the moral of this episode.
That's the best moral of the story I've ever heard.
Take the offend, dickheads.
Ta-da. Love ya. God bless.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.